This is Dr. Dave, dictating a history, physicals, and evaluation report on Henry Kenneth, H-E-N-R-Y, Henry, last name Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, date of birth February 18, 1979. Patient is seen for Department of Labor, U.S. Department of Labor, and for QTC Medical Services. New paragraph. Patient is being evaluated for possible disability. New paragraph. Patient has been an air traffic controller for about 8 to 10 years. New paragraph. History of present illness. New paragraph. Patient profile, a 44-year-old male who does not smoke, drinks very rarely, denies any drug allergies. Symptoms. His current symptoms are mainly significant weakness, especially in doing exertional work, climbing, running, or lifting. The patient also complains of dizziness and lightheadedness every now and then, and lots of anxiety, especially while driving. He says he had to pull over on few occasions when the highway was trafficy, and especially when he was close to the median. He says that he was told this could be related to brain fog. He also reports some impaired memory for a few seconds. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient patient's PCP is Dr. Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Manet, M-A-N-I-E-T-T. Actually, I may have it spelled it wrong. Let me see if I could find anyway, that is his family physician. According to the patient, he tested positive for COVID when he presented to emergency room on January 17, 2022 at Red River emergency room. The patient had reported 3-4 days of weakness, fatigue, aches and pain, fever and chills over previous 4 days. When he presented, his oxygen saturation was between 83% to 88%. Initially, he was treated as an outpatient with azithromycin, and he was also given cefriaxone, C-E-F-R-I-A-X-O-N-E, and Decadron while in emergency room. At that time, he also complained some vague left upper quadrant pain. In any case, subsequently, he continued to have significant difficulty breathing, so he was admitted to Baylor Scott & White on 1/19 2022. When seen then, he was very hypoxemic with his O2 saturation on 83. He was admitted for evaluation and treatment. He was started on oxygen. The patient then was also found to have a left inferior rectus hematoma, rectus abdominis hematoma, with extension into left side of pelvis. Patient was started on Lovenox, and he was being treated for acute hypoxemic respiratory failure due to COVID pneumonia. Subsequently, he did require intubation and mechanical ventilation for this respiratory failure for some period of time. He was initially given Lovenox, but because of the hematoma and suspected retroperitoneal bleed, it was used cautiously. Patient became hypovolemic, requiring transfusions and intervention. Subsequently, he did require tracheostomy because he was continued on ventilatory support and also required PEG tube placement for nutrition. Prior to that, he was on parenteral nutrition. Patient continued to be very weak, and during this entire illness, he lost about 40 pounds of weight. Patient also had significant complication while in the hospital. He had renal failure, also was found to have type 2 diabetes and DVTs. Patient developed deep vein thrombosis of left lower extremity and left axillary vein, requiring not only anticoagulation but IVC filter. A imaging study did show extensive clot in the left leg to the level of inferior vena cava. He did have thrombectomy at one point. Patient had a hard time coming off of the ventilator due to respiratory failure resulting from pneumonia. He was in bed for prolonged duration, and subsequently on 2/28, patient was discharged to CARUS, CARRUS Specialty Hospital for subsequent care. Patient took a while to come off of ventilator. Ultimately, it was disconnected on 3/8/22. Patient subsequently had tracheostomy closed in April. As noted earlier, because of DVTs in left leg and left axillary vein, he was on anticoagulation. He is now switched to Eliquis. Subsequently, at one point, patient was also at TMC outpatient services for rehab because of his significant muscle weakness. The patient is now scheduled to see a neurologist in July. Also, He is scheduled to have an ENT evaluation in April. Incidentally, IVC filter was removed in May. While he still continued on Eliquis. New paragraph. Past medical history. According to the patient did have bilateral shoulder surgery in the past. Other than that, he claims he has been very, very healthy. Immunization status. Patient says he had all childhood vaccines, however he did not have any vaccination thereafter, and he did not take any COVID vaccine at all. New paragraph. Review of system. He continues to complain of significant dizziness and lightheadedness, lots of anxiety, especially driving, so he avoids driving. He says his memory is not as good, and once in a while he forgets for a few seconds. He also complains of generalized aches and lethargy at times. New paragraph. Physical examination. He is 5 feet 10 inch tall, weighing 185, BMI is 26, blood pressure 131/94, since he just walked in the office. O2 saturation was 98. New paragraph. He's normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck, JVP flat, chest is symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, no murmur, abdomen soft, there is tenderness over left mid and lower quadrant, no mass felt, extremities no edema, CNS. Patient alert oriented, no cranial nerve abnormality, no motor or sensory deficit. He has reasonable power when trying to lift straight legs while lying down, both sides. New paragraph. He's his ability to sit, walk, stand, reaching above shoulder, twisting seems to be fine. Bending and stooping is slightly difficult. Operating motor vehicle, according to him, he cannot do it simply because he has lots of anxiety and feels dizzy, and for same reason cannot operate motor vehicle to and from work. Repetitive movement of wrist and elbow seems to be okay. Pushing, pulling is fine. Lifting 10 to 15 pound seems to be okay. Squatting some restriction. Kneeling and climbing also restriction because of muscle weakness. So, new paragraph. So, in summary, he could do sedentary work, which does not require lots of lifting or maybe light duty, which again does not require significant lifting or similar strenuous activity. New paragraph. So in my opinion, because of COVID, he does have some lingering symptoms, according to him. I don't know whether I would call it long COVID or post-COVID brain fog, but he reports episodes of transient memory loss for a few seconds. Also, he reports lightheadedness. Physically, he looks good. Muscle power seems to be coming back. So, in my opinion, because of muscle weakness, dizziness, and anxiety, he may not be able to work other than maybe sedentary work. But a re-evaluation in 6 months, re-evaluation in 3 to 6 months might be necessary to ascertain his recovery and measure his progress. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a evaluation on Kenneth Henry. Copy of this may be sent to QTC Medical Services, which is representing US Department of Labor. Thank you.